Morning. I'm 16 years old, and all my friends' parents and my parents' friends ask me, what are you going to do after high school, or where are you going to college? And I always answer with the same answer. I'll figure it out when I get there. I've never been the kind of person who pre-plans things, or I've always been kind of go with the flow, and I've always been okay with that. I was sitting in my religion class about a month ago, and we were learning about Genesis chapter 22 in the book of the story of Abraham and Isaac. As Isaac was carrying up the wood for the altar that he was supposed to be sacrificed on, he kept asking his father Abraham the same question: where's the sacrifice? Abraham answered the same answer every time: the Lord will provide. I was thinking that I would change my answer to the question that all my parents' friends asked me from I'll figure it out to the Lord will provide. This message also reminds me of the book of Mark, chapter 6, the story of where Jesus broke bread and fish to feed 5,000 people in 12 baskets. And when the disciples, before they started handing out all the food, they asked, what will be left for me? Well, Jesus said, go give out the food and see what is left when you get back. They trusted him. They gave out all the food. And there were 12 baskets left, one for each disciple. This shows that if you do what you're told and you trust in the Lord, you will be rewarded eventually. Thank y'all.
Good morning. I'm Asher Mezzatesta. I'm a graduated senior from Carvers Bay High, and I'm going to talk a little bit more specifically about Revelations 21, verses 1 through 6, about my journey with God and where my new Jerusalem will be. So in the beginning of my time with Christ, my family helped me. They would pray with me before bed, and they helped me create a relationship with God instead of just talking to him when I wanted something. I also had the GPC preschool who broke down the Bible for me to understand as a young child, and they also taught me major life lessons. The next piece of my old Jerusalem is the Methodist Church in the first part of my Georgetown Presbyterian journey. The impact that GPC and my family had on me inspired me to take up a more active role in the church life through acolyting, community outreach, youth programs, and confirmation classes. The New Jerusalem and future endeavors that I have in my life, I see my New Jerusalem in Presbyterian College in Clinton, South Carolina. My relationship with God was fostered here and with my family, and it has set me up for success in this new environment. I know that I will be able to become a part of Presbyterian Church in Clinton to retain and grow my relationship with God. I also would have the ability through the college to take classes which break down the Bible in a more historical manner, and I will learn about the New Testament and the Old Testament. I know that my time in college will give me a new perspective and allow me to grow as a child of God. As I thought about my Jerusalem, I think about God saying that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. God is in the strongest and the weakest of all of us. The material and emotional bonds that we hold as humans, he does not care about. And that is very special to me. I look forward to see where God will lead me in my New Jerusalem. Thank you all.